Let's get down to business, shall we? The HMO specialist smiled as he took a seat behind his massive desk. His name was Calloway. Tanned, fit, head full of Kennedy-esque blow-dried hair. He sat forward on his swivel with the relentless sincerity of a camp counselor. What makes you think you need a neurologist? Been having dizzy spells, Sarah replied, feeling exceedingly claustrophobic inside the airless little office. And headaches, too. Migraines. She thought about it for a moment. Really nasty ones. The neurosurgeon nodded. That's no fun. That's no fun at all. He glanced down at Sarah's file for a moment. Sarah waited. They were huddled in a corner room with mini-blinds drawn over the windows to shut out the institutional feel of the hospital courtyard outside. The neurologist's desk was center stage. The surrounding walls were covered with an assortment of framed certificates and innocuous landscape paintings. A little too innocuous, Sarah thought wryly. The place reminded her of a brand new Howard Johnson's. Sarah was sitting in a somber little chair canted off one corner of the desk. Hands folded in her lap, expression fixed. She appeared to be carrying all of her 41 years. She wore a conservative wrap-front skirt, cowboy boots, and a baggy aubergine cardigan. Negligible makeup accented her deeply lined eyes. Her dark hair, which was veined with iron gray, was pulled back into a French braid. Everything was purposefully modest, muted. She didn't want anything to distract from the grim proceedings. Nevertheless, a careful eye could still discern an exceptional form beneath the demure garb. The one word that best described Sarah's statuesque figure, the same word, in fact, that several of her friends had adopted over the years in describing Sarah's own disposition, was generous. Sarah had generous hips, roomy thighs, even her face was physically generous, round, with the wide plush lips and aquiline nose of her late French-Canadian mother. But the true fulcrum point of Sarah's physique was her bosom. Inherited from her grandmother Nina, straining the girth of her sweater like twin hillocks, Sarah's breasts were emblems of her soul. As though her charitable heart had literally expanded out through her chest. These assets had taken their toll. From the moment she had sprouted into womanhood during the summer of 1966, she had thought of her breasts as hideous deformities. By the eighth grade, they had swollen into full C-cups. This wreaked havoc with her ballet lines. Her pliés and arabesques were for shit. Running and climbing trees and playing Red Rover quickly became problematic, if not impossible. By the time she was a senior in high school, she'd been tagged a slut, for no good reason other than her zaftig figure. But over time, Sarah had come to be justifiably proud of this attribute, like the character actor who learns to use a physical impediment as dramatic texture.
"Says here you've been taking antidepressants," Calloway said without looking up from the file.
"Yes." Sarah didn't blink, just kept gazing evenly at the well-dressed medico.
"Currently taking them?"
"Yeah," she replied quickly, not wanting to get into her troubled past, her bouts with depression, her occasional forays into the mental health system, or her current tenuous hold on reality. She was starting to get a bad feeling about where this interview was headed, and she wanted to cut to the chase before the fear ate her alive. "I'm taking 400 milligrams of Dezerel per day," she added. "Have been for several years."
"Any side effects?"
Other than a little drowsiness and a dry mouth, not really."
"So you've had no other symptoms?"
"No," Sarah replied, and clasped her hands as though she were praying.
"Nausea? Vomiting?"
"No."
"Blurred vision?"
"Nope."
"Fainting?"
"No."
"Loss of balance?"
"Like I told you, it's just the dizzy spells and the headaches, which, at first, I figured must be due to the Dezerel, but then my regular doctor..."
"Steve Mulder?"
"Yeah, Dr. Mulder. He did an EEG and took some x-rays and thought I should come see you."
"All right, fair enough."